This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday program. I'm Dutch Steffen, the DJV Experience, on the air with Jennifer Horn. Well, maybe not quite.
In spirit.
Jennifer is here in spirit, but she has food poisoning from eating. See, you people, all you people, there I am with the you people stuff. The word here is that part of the requirement, Victoria, for being on the DJV Experience, you must have an iron stomach. If you're going to follow the lead of the leader, Mr. Dougster, then you got to have an iron stomach. Eat anything.
And have you ever had food poisoning?
To tell the story. Oh, lots of times. Yeah.
Lots of times.
But usually, I shouldn't say once a year, but I've had it. I bet if Jennifer were here, she could tell you the story. Three or four times I've gotten really bad food. You get bloated. And you feel really miserable. I understand what she's going through. So hold a good thought for Jen. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. The world seems to be focused on what's going on in England. There are a lot of raids that have been conducted after the attack. Most of you know, if you don't, there was a bombing, a stabbing, an attack outside the British House of Parliament, and it caused bedlam. As you might expect. And as usual, Victoria, CNN has played the same video over and over and over.
I'm not laughing at the tragedy. I'm laughing at how ridiculous CNN is, just for the record.
Yeah. So, no, the circumstances there are apparently they found who's responsible. I think there are either three or four people who are dead. But it is for us in America, it sort of brings it home because England and America are so close in many different ways. We many times think the same, we act the same, we have the same language, we have the same heritage. And so for me, I can speak from my own experience of having been there 100 times since the 1970s, a place that I love. I would like to have a home there. I did for a while when my daughter was a student there, but there's a feeling of comfort that I get in England that I don't get anywhere else other than in my own bedroom. I just feel like I'm home there. You know how you go to a place and you feel like you're home?
Mm-hmm. And there's a word for that, and I was just reading, it's not a new word, but there I'll have to look it up. There is an interesting word for people, especially people who have never been to a place before, but feel like they know when they go there, they're going to feel at home.
Yes.
There is a word for that, and I have to look it up, but yes, I know exactly the feeling that you mean,
Yeah, it's a comfort level, whatever it is. It's easy from Boston. I can be in London for the same amount of time it takes me to ride to London. To Los Angeles. I can be in London and have a completely different experience. And you can, from New York, Philadelphia, Washington, you can get over. It is, in this circumstance, we all see how carefully. And there's, even though France and Belgium are very close to England, when those attacks took place there, we didn't feel the same. There's whatever it is, the language or the English Channel, whatever psychologically works there, we feel differently about being in England. We don't feel like it's Europe. I will tell you that. When I go to Europe, I feel like I am distant. When I go to England, I don't feel like I'm distant. But yet there's only 90 miles between, you know, the English shore and being on the mainland in Europe. It just is a different feeling. So this is going to affect the news cycle, I'm sure, over the next 24 to 48 hours. And President Trump called Theresa May and said, whatever we can do to help. They're pretty prepared. They're pretty on it. And so
their response team definitely seems to be
right
very
on.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
on.
My friend was in England 2 weeks ago, and she was walking across. It's not not the Tower Bridge. What's the one right next to it? I forget now. But one of the flat bridges. And she was walking across it, and she happened to be filming with her camera just because it was a beautiful day, and she was filming the Thames. And then police came rushing onto the bridge, got everybody pushed off the bridge. People started running, and all the office buildings around were evacuated. It was this whole big thing. And it was over an abandoned vehicle. So mm-hmm. But they're very, very prepared. And yeah. Then yesterday something real did happen on a bridge as well, right near it, and so their response time is very, very good, but they've obviously been on heightened alert now for a while, because she said the response seemed like overkill, but, you know, and people were standing around in the streets, evacuated from their offices for hours.
It always feels like overkill. Here it always feels like overkill, for sure. That area, by the way, that bridge, if I've been over it once, I've been over it dozens of times, it leads from one side over by Waterloo to where Parliament is, and there's a sort of a square roundabout that goes when you get off the bridge into the business section of the town and mm-hmm. background. But it's beautiful, that whole area around Westminster. You see in all the movies and TV shows, that's really where this took place. So what does this mean to America? We get jittery here. The news media makes us jittery. Here's what's happening on the home front that has, because of these sorts of things, I think it's influenced what people are doing as they plan their summer vacation. Because by this time, March into April, people are really beginning to nail down what they want to do with their summer vacation. And it's very interesting, because I saw a hint of this on the American Airlines site the other day when I made another plane reservation. I was talking to a pilot of the plane that I came home on the day before yesterday, and he was telling me how he's worked for American for 40 years, and so he's seen all the different changes and how cycles come and go, that sort of thing. And he was talking about the number of people. We got into this discussion about how many flights there are a day just from Boston to Los Angeles. When we went through them, there are two Virgin flights, direct flights, two on JetBlue, two on Delta, two on United, and four on American.
Wow.
That's 1,800 people a day going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles.
You would think that wouldn't be warranted, but obviously it is.
Yeah, they fill up the planes.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, American will run five, and perhaps this summer six a day back and forth, because as an example of what's going on, there is an expectation this year in the industry that 145 million people, that's 2.5 million people a day as school vacation starts, will be traveling to some place on an airplane in America. From an American point of embarkation to another American destination. So U.S. airlines are adding thousands of seats, larger planes, new nonstop routes. You'll find it easier and quicker, but more expensive. I just priced my, because I have to go back to L.A. on the 6th, and I just made my reservation yesterday, and the ticket was $100 more than what I paid 2 days ago to come from L.A. back to Boston. And that's just in a two-week period. And normally the prices that I'm seeing now are the prices you see in midsummer. So they're just cranking it up. If you go back for references, you go back 3 or 4 years, less than half of domestic aircraft contain more than 100 seats. Now, almost 60% do. If you don't enjoy feeling like a sardine, those small, the Embraer and the regional jets, which are awful.
CJ. Those are really awful.
Oh,
yeah.
God, those are awful. They're like being in a sardine can. I get claustrophobic. I won't get on them. But anyway, there's some other tidbits here. Airfares dropped $30 in the last year or so, but the fees. All right, see, this is where these guys are great at grabbing you. The prices on the for until now. Now you see the trend up, but the people what we're paying for bags and whatever you ride on that foolish Spirit Airlines, which has no reason in my mind for existing. you know, you can stand
up. I've never flown them. My dad did once from Atlantic City down to Florida, where that's their winter kind of thing. But yeah, he said it was terrible.
Awful.
He said it was actually terrifying.
Awful. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're vacation planning, here's one more page in that book. The remains of the Titanic now can be a tour destination for you. If everything goes according to plan, diving tours will begin next year. I would do this.
I would totally do this.
Yeah. There's a company called Blue Marble that's teaming up with Ocean Gate Expeditions. Tourists will be able to go down to the wreck starting in May of next year. $105,000 a person.
Maybe you want to do a company-sponsored trip?
Yeah, right. Maybe not, Victoria. Or maybe we'll go and say, well, I'll do the first broadcast from down there for you.
Right.
And by the way, if you fiddle with the dollars and understand currency, you go back to the 1912 crossing, the first-class ticket on the Titanic, when priced at today's dollar, in other words, what you paid back then, the equivalency of it today is $105,000. So if you'd been able, in terms of, if it were today and we were going on the Titanic across from Southampton to New York, it would have cost you $105,000 if you had a first-class ticket. Or the equivalent.
Wow.
So that's, I don't know if that's why they priced it at $105,000 or not.
To make it more authentic.
Yeah. Since her sinking 105 years ago, fewer than 200 people have visited the wreck, said the fellow that runs Ocean Gate Expeditions. This is going to be as popular as climbing Mount Everest. I don't think it costs $105,000 to climb up Mount Everest. But
would you call climbing Mount Everest popular?
I
don't think that's
a
word I would use.
It's too damn cold.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Right.
Boy, that's probably the right word for it, Victoria. You're right. So anyway.
Yeah, hopefully your chances of dying by going diving to the Titanic are a little bit less than when you climb Mount Everest.
Right.
Well, there's apparently some kind of bacteria, underwater bacteria, that's eating away at what's left of the hulk of the Titanic. So on these things, they get on them. Metal doesn't last, as you know. Anybody who's had a boat, you have a fiberglass boat. You don't have a wood boat. You don't have a metal boat. But, of course, all of the ships, the big ships, are metal. And so they are affected by what the sea does to metal. And imagine something has been underwater for 105 years as the various things eat away at it. It's the idea is that sooner or later there's not going to be much left of that thing to see.
Right.
So go get $105,000 extra. That's what to do with your plan. Go see the Titanic.
Now, diving, just really quick, they mean like in a group submarine.
Yeah, yeah,
type
it would
situation,
be like a submarine.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be like an individual little pod thing.
Because
that would be really expensive. Although for $105,000, I don't know, maybe it's a smaller vehicle, so it's fewer people.
Yeah, but if you still are subject to the same things, you know, the pressure, there have to be something that's really well developed, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm thinking it's probably like the scientific research type vehicles.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Comfortable. You be comfortable. You can listen. Probably have a meal.
20
minutes past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Pres- President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Brian Wilson of the aforementioned Beach Boys was backstage waiting to perform in Indio, California at the Fantasy. I wanted to go see this. This was last weekend, but I couldn't get tickets.
It's gotten great reviews.
Oh, yeah.
This is as you can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so he's doing his Pet Sounds 50th anniversary tour. He heard that Chuck Berry had died, and he said, "I was shocked. Kind of scared me," he said. I don't know why it scared me, but it was a shock. Berry was an important inspiration for some of the music, as we know,
yeah,
from the suit where Chuck Berry sued Brian Wilson and his family for the Sweet Little 16. I think we told that story yesterday. But then they became friends, and Brian says he taught me how to write rock and roll melodies the way the vocals ought to go. His lyrics were very good. They were unusually good. Johnny B. Good, he liked a lot. All about a young child who played his guitar, telling stories. And we all know that Chuck Berry is a great storyteller. So you sound out, or listen to some of the Beach Boys songs, and you hear some great stories as well. Surfing USA was the song that Chuck Berry got writing credit on, because it just learned that the Beach Boys actually heard Brian stole the stuff from Chuck Berry. That's when they became friends. So anyway, the situation here, when you think about it, Chuck Berry is one of those people, he didn't fall into the wallpaper, but he wasn't appreciated as often is the case for what his real contributions were. He was a guy that had fun on stage, and he had a rather lecherous life, but he still was a prolific writer of songs for other people. And he influenced production. He had all kinds. I mean, this is all this guy did with his life. That's all he did with his life. His whole life was all about performing and writing and smoking weed and chasing 14-year-old girls around. I like that stuff. So, yeah, don't speak ill of the dead. All right, let's get to something a little more contemporary. Deborah Harry is her name. but she goes by Blondie on stage. She has a new song out called Long Time, which is pretty friendly. It's upbeat. It'll be on her upcoming LP, Pollinator, which is out in May. Let's listen to this and see what we think about it. Crank it up, can't we? Song's called Long Time. This lady, 60.
I'm feeling a little Heart of Glass in there, right?
One, two, three in there. Oh, yeah, this is good stuff, actually.
I mean, that backbeat is. Yeah.
Yeah, the backbeat
is. It sounds like Heart of Glass.
Yeah. Crank it up, please, again. Still a thousand miles away. This will be all over the pop scene. AC stage will love this because it gives them a connection to a lady that's been doing.
Yeah.
The people that run these stations are dying to have some contemporary music from artists that the people listening actually know.
Yeah.
Instead of some of these names that nobody's ever heard of before, and they're in for one time and then they're out again. So there are lots of people contributing on this LP. Sia, Laurie Anderson. Radio Dave's, is it Sci-Tech? I don't know. Dave Sci-Tech?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joan Jett. Anyway, so this is her 11th record, 11th album. Last time she had one was 2014 called Ghosts of Download. They're going to work on with a North American tour starting July 5th. She's working with Garbage. I don't know. What is Garbage? Are they? See, that's
they were like
about.
A...
Who knows?
Like a rock band from the 90s, 2000s.
All right, good for Blondie, 28 after the hour.
Linear versus circular causality. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Linear causality is a fancy way of describing the perspective that A impacts B, which causes C. So one thing interacts with another and there's a clear consequence. Circular causality, on the other hand, implies that all parts might interact in multiple ways. Sound complicated? Let's simplify it. Maybe it's true that you're mad at your loved one for something he or she said, but it's also very possible that something you did influenced your loved one to say that in the first place. And of course, there could have been many reasons why you did what you did to influence your loved one to say what he or she said. Ultimately, the point is this. We all impact each other on many levels and in many ways. And the more we understand this perspective, the less blame we look to place on others, and the more responsibility we take for whatever part we played in every situation. For more on responsibility, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
What is the value of listening to this radio program? Well, a lot of people every day find ways of saving money. They find ways of enjoying certain things that happen to people, and they hope it doesn't happen to them. Kind of stuff. There are always things going on in the world, and so we're happy to share them with you here on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has food poisoning, so is out of commission for the day. She might crawl in at some point in time, but we'll leave it to me, Victoria, me, and Kara to put the touches on the day. So it's now time for Doug Steffen's report to the nation. Da-da-da-da. The ugly side of reality. Officials at a junior high school, extremely unhappy. This is, I think, Jackson, Tennessee, Victoria. Students were tossing their juice boxes into the garbage, putting some of them into recycling bins, but they left the straws in the juice boxes. Officials wanted the districts, they have a reputation as eco-friendly. They have eco-school friendliness, a high rating there. So they have now taken care of the problem by banning juice boxes. So there's no more a problem because you can't get juice out of a box now because the kids were not taking the straws out of the boxes. Very important.
Well, they don't get recycled that way, so.
No.
Yeah.
Lee Miller, of Port Orange, Florida, logging onto his bank's website, find his savings account was emptied out. Most of the money in his checking account was gone. Thinking that he'd been hacked, he called the bank and found that the federal government had drained his money because they said he died in 2012. Officials with Social Security said that they are going to work with him to try to correct the matter, but he still doesn't have his money back. A couple of $100,000. I'm laughing at it. I don't know. I think if somebody drained a couple of hundred grand out of my, if it was the federal, how does the federal government have the right to just take your money, even if you're dead? Where, what's the story with your family or people? How do they have the right to just grab your money? Anybody ever had any experience like that? Seriously.
Thankfully, no, but, yeah. Oh, my God.
Owner of a pub in Bavaria faces 4 years in prison after investigators found bottles of wine with images of Adolf Hitler on the label.
Lovely.
Officers say the man has no links to skinheads or Nazism. He received the wine as a gift and thought having it in his pub was funny. Good for him.
What a gift. No. I think I would rethink yeah. that friendship with whoever too. Gave that to me.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Going to Michigan, the Ottawa-Kent High School Athletics Conference sent a letter to school administrators saying the fans of games can chant USA, USA, only before or after the national anthem, not during the games. Officials say using USA, USA is a way of taunting opposing players or fans, since the at this particular school, what USA means is you suck ass. Can we, we have to hit the button for that, Kara? No.
It's probably too late now.
USA! Okay.
So really, that's what they, really?
That's what they mean by it. That's the school. Hmm. Yeah, USA doesn't mean USA. I mean, if it did, we'd... They'd probably, you got to wonder how people think. They say it's okay to chant USA even though they know what it means just before or after the national anthem. And they're hoping people won't find out what it really means. I guess that's what the school... These people that run these school systems.
Jeez.
Where is the common sense? All right, let's get to today's... As we go from that, let's get to the sports report today. I'll have to play the role of one of the Biffers. Biff Keelan is here. I see that the U.S. won its first trip to a World Baseball Championship. They beat Japan 2-1 the other night. Did you see that?
I did not.
Team USA facing Puerto Rico at Dodger Stadium. Actually, I think that game was last night. The U.S. is in tournaments. Japan has really good baseball. You knew that, right? They're very
yes.
good. Some very good teams over there.
Mm-hmm. And, so they, and some very good players who are in the
They come
MLB.
To the U.S. Yeah, to
yeah.
play here. It used to be there. After we got away from Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, and we went to the Dominican Republic to find all of our players, and now we're finding some of them in Japan. Japan loves baseball. Let's see here. Let's go to this, Victoria. These golfers, I'm not going to do a good job with this because these sorts of things annoy me so much. Just because the golf course says Trump on it, why wouldn't you play there? What is there about being so angry or politically correct or whatever the heck it is that people, I don't want to play golf at Trump's courses? This is the golf world now. Is focused on where the tournament is going to be played. So there was a poll in golf.com, an anonymous player poll, and the question was about the whether to move the PGA Championships to May, and the also a poll involving Trump, whether the U.S. Golfers Association, the PGA, should move their events from Donald Trump-owned courses. Huh? Why? You know, just because some people don't like Trump? What are you trying to What are people in this country trying to teach children that you can browbeat and bully? That's basically what this all is browbeating and bullying. But however, kudos to the golfers. 88% said no, they wanted to not move the events. It's sort of a negative question. The question might better have been asked, should the USGA and the PGA keep their events at Donald Trump-owned courses instead of turning a negative? It's sort of a negative question. 8% said they had no comment. 4% said yes. There was an additional section that quoted a handful of players saying they're all anonymous. Quote, no, they should stick with the best venue, period. Another person wrote, I think it was appropriate to separate themselves from him during the election, but now he's president, they ought to move. They should only move events if he's impeached or something. This is maniac stuff. Outrageous.
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, all the golfers seem to have the same answer. And they said, you know, the other one,
yeah,
no,
but
politics aside, the best venue.
Yeah, but they're asking the question just because it's Trump. And, you know, all things Trump are bad with some people.
Oh, I don't get the impression that they were asking because they don't like Trump or because they think he's bad. I think there's just a weird thing because he's president that is it. I don't know.
Physically.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't see it that way. I see it as just people taking shots at Trump because they don't like Trump.
But I don't understand who's taking the shot if all of the golfers are basically in agreement that they should keep it.
Somebody
there.
Who runs the league may have had that, you know, there, or maybe there were protesters outside. Who knows? There were protesters outside of everything that Trump owns. So they don't want to get involved in the politics of it, maybe. We're now speculating. We don't know. But it just annoys me that they even bring it up, frankly. It's just that's the reality. All right, let's see here, Victoria. Fox Sports has a new feather in its cap, apparently.
Yeah.
What's this story with
Well, you may remember a few months ago we talked about Ice Cube wanting to start a league, a basketball league with 3-on-3 half court, and it would be retired NBA players. And I remember that you and Jen and I all said, well, that would be fun to watch on TV or attend or whatever.
Yeah.
You get to see your favorite retired players playing with other players from different eras, different teams, things like that. Well, apparently we weren't the only ones who thought this was a good idea. Fox Sports has jumped on this, and even though the league isn't fully in place yet, Fox Sports has already committed to broadcasting these games, which I think are going to be really fun, and obviously they see dollar signs. So the first game is set for June 25th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and that will be throughout the summer schedule. FS1 on Monday nights will be airing these games, and then the championship game will be live on regular Fox. So they're giving it an even bigger boost in marketing there.
Yeah, prime timing and their main network, yeah.
So they already have Allen Iverson, Chauncey Billups, Jason Williams, Rashard Lewis, Kenyon Martin, Charles Oakley, and a few others who have signed on. So they're forming teams right now. And apparently Ice Cube, Fox was praising Ice Cube for having the business acumen behind all of this. The team logos are already done. The marketing campaigns, the social media, all of this was really in place, and he did this really well, and now I think this might be the new big summer activity for people. Ticket sales are going through the roof with requests already, so I think he's obviously on to his next hit.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Watch this on TV. I don't really follow the NBA, but in this case, when you get to see famous players who never played together during their time, that's always really fun.
And it'll be fun. Because there isn't the same kind of pressure as there is in the regular leagues.
Yeah.
But now, so your husband, who's a sports producer in New York, will he be involved in producing any of these games for rebroadcast or anything like that?
I don't know. I mean, he's very excited about it. He thinks it's really cool. So I don't know. Cool. We'll see. Yeah.
You're right about that. Let it be known that if you park in Jacob DeGrom's spot, bad things will happen to you. He's a pitcher for the Mets. So what's going on here?
He's their star pitcher. He's the star pitcher. And so one of the minor league guys decided that he was going to park in his spot. Oh. And when he finished practice and came back out, he had his entire car saran wrapped. I don't know how much saran wrap it took.
A lot.
but his entire little Ford Prius or whatever toy, whatever it was, some little blue car that other people made fun of and said it looked like a rental car. But the whole thing, totally saran wrapped. So, and with some messages from the teammates saying, don't mess with DeGrom's parking spot. So, obviously this rookie knows it, and he's a minor leaguer, so he was testing his boundaries, and he was put in his place.
Can you spell ego? E-G-O.
Yep.
Ego. 46 past the hour. Here's a way for you to enjoy your life. The most pleasure that many people get in their life comes from being in bed. Good rest or with good companionship, one or the other or both. And so what we do when we highlight the goodness of the parachute opportunities for modern bedding, a more comfortable home, a more comfortable bedroom, a more comfortable bed, that's what you get with Parachute. The Parachute option, the highlights of this, we have time and time again told you about these sheets that are made from cotton that comes from Egypt, stitched together in Italy, and a feeling that you have that's almost indescribable. I think we try, and I hope that most of the time we get to it, Victoria. I hope that most of the time we create in people's minds an image of what it feels like to jump into the sack with these sheets on the bed. A great night's rest. When people are polled asking them what would make you the happiest, there is a majority of response that suggests that a good night's sleep is what makes people the happiest. And you will get that with these Parachute sheets. It's not like anything you've ever felt before or slept in before. You like the sateen, right? You got that.
I do,
You had a choice of getting what you wanted to get. You got sateen. Why did you choose that, by the way?
It's a little softer than percale, which is the other option. And I like that subtle sheen to it. It just kind of goes better with our bedroom.
Yeah.
So we have the duvet. We have the Venice set. So it's a duvet, a bottom sheet, and two pillowcases, and the top sheet is optional. It's just gorgeous bedding, and it makes the whole room look luxurious, really.
I was looking in a note. Sometimes these people will send us reports from folks who have used it. So one of our listeners was asked whether it inspired, or no, said it had inspired her to update other parts of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As you were just
it definitely
saying.
Makes you want to do that, for sure.
All right. It's parachutehome.com/DJV. You'll get free shipping when you order. Go online. Look at all the things they have there. Visit their web. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Almost every minute of every day, poison control centers receive a call because a child accidentally got into medicine. A new report released.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, let's get people grounded. It's Tech Talk. Tech Talk? Where? Hey, Tex.
Hey, Tex, what's up?
Hey, Tex, what's happening in the technology world there, Val? Tech Talk time. It's 53 after the hour. Victoria is going to bring us through a couple of things to help make your life easier. Google Maps may do that, in fact. And are there more emojis in your future? Just what you needed and wanted, I know. But first, a reminder to business folks. This production is brought to you in part by ZipRecruiter.com. Posting jobs. You need help. That's what a lot of people have said to me for years. Doug, you need help. So in order to get my help, I'm going to ZipRecruiter.com to post to any and all jobs I have, both in the radio and on my farm. ZipRecruiter.com, pretty much the bottom line here is that they're the best in the industry. All across the nation, people use their services. And I put together a deal, or I haven't, but my advertising folks with ZipRecruiter.com, to have you use it free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's free to use. Use it. Get people that are the best for the job that you have. So easy to interface with the ZipRecruiter website. You don't have to juggle emails that come in from prospects. They do all of it for you. They rate them so you can hire the right person in the right amount of time. Used by big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more emphasis, free use of ZipRecruiter at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. What else do I have to say? All right, so we were talking earlier, Victoria, about people planning their trips and summer vacation. That happens a lot in March and April. So apparently, if you're using Google Maps, things will be much easier. What's that story?
Well, yeah, Google Maps has just added, on iOS and Android versions of the app, they've added a new location sharing feature. So if you're traveling with a group, if you're at Coachella with your friends and you get lost in a crowd, you can pull up your Google Maps and your phone will, you know, point to where you are, and then you can share your location with your friends, and you can share it just specifically. So it's not public information, which is good as a safety feature, but you can specifically from your contacts share your location with certain friends that you're traveling with. And it's a free upgrade, and a lot of people seem really excited about this already. There's some buzz on social media.
When I use Google Maps or Waze... It knows where I hit. You open the thing up, and it knows, okay, here's where you are. Hey, instantly.
Yeah.
You think about the technology that's involved in that. Using an iPhone or an iPad or something, it just is amazing, the technology.
Yeah. And you can also, if you're using Google Maps to drive somewhere, it will also allow you to send your ETA to whomever you're driving to.
Right. Yeah. I do that with the kids all the time. When I'm meeting them for dinner or something, I'm on one side. See, I'm on the west side of town. They're on the east side of town. They got to drive across. Sometimes, depending on traffic, it takes me 40, 45 minutes to get there.
Right.
And so I'll give them, they're at a restaurant. Okay, ETA, 18 minutes.
Now, is that from Google Maps or is that from Waze?
Either or.
Yeah.
I use Waze because it's sort of handier. The kids have taught me how to use it. Google Maps I find difficult to use sometimes. I don't know why. I just do. All right, let's see here. Speaking of, I don't know why do we need more emojis? Maybe we don't need them, but here you go. More when it comes to emojis. So what are we getting?
Well, Unicode, which is the group that's in charge of reviewing and approving all new emoji proposals, has released a preliminary list of 69 new characters that will be released sometime before the end of this year. And there are lots of things like winter activities have a very large presence, just in time for, if these get released in September, I guess, just in time for that. And then there's lots of weird mythical creatures, fairies, wizards, and elves, things like that. I don't know why we need that. But some other ones that stand out, the first bearded male emoji, because a lot of guys have beards now, so that was in demand.
Lewis has a beard?
Yeah, he does, actually. It's a very short, like...
Rough beard.
No, I mean, it's very well groomed. It's not a long beard, yeah.
All right.
A breastfeeding woman, that's one that a lot of women have said that's about time.
Yeah.
A woman in a lotus position. There's been no yoga yet until now. So finally, there's some yoga. Disney characters, a bunch of new food items. And for whatever reason, England, Scotland, and Wales, their country flags were not represented until now. And yet, there are so many flags when you look on your emojis of countries that, I mean, I have no idea what countries the flags represent. And yet, we didn't have England, Scotland, and Wales until now, which seems very weird.
Yeah, that does seem weird. Okay. All right, well, so...
That should be released by the fall.
I had... should I post that on the DJV site?
Yes, yeah.
Why don't you do that? Just grab this, a comparison of hieroglyphics to emojis that we'll post at the DJV Facebook page. Jen and Victoria!
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.